The hearings into Sonia Sotomayor's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court begin next week. And in the Bronx, they'll be followed almost as closely as the New York Yankees, who, by the way, are off for the All-Star break, while Judge Sotomayor has to take questions from Patrick Leahy and Orrin Hatch. So we decided to head up to the Bronx, which is as big as Paris, but is rarely confused for it. We're standing on the corner of Fetteli and Soundview, just outside the series of seven-story red brick buildings, the housing project where Sonia Sotomayor spent much of her childhood, and we're here with the Bronx Borough historian, Professor Lloyd Woolton. Professor, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure to be here.
What was this place like 40 years ago?
You had people who were Germans, people who were Irish, people who were Italian, and you even had some Jewish people. Most of the people who lived there in this neighborhood at the time were middle class, but always upwardly mobile. And as more poor people started moving into New York City and into the Bronx, increasingly the public housing projects accepted more people who were black and Puerto Rican, which was the major Latino group at the time. So you have an area that is still ethnically mixed, but much more black and Latino than had been when Judge Sotomayor was here as a young girl.
What I'm going to ask you calls for a guess, but I think you have the street cred to bring it off, if you please.
I hope so.
What would you guess that a young woman growing up on this block in the late 50s, early 60s would learn about life or could learn about the world here?
Well, first of all, because the area was definitely ethnically mixed, there would be some cultural crossovers. If you lived in a public housing project, you had to mix with other people of other groups. And the sheer difficulty from that socioeconomic perspective of getting ahead would have either two effects on people. Either a person would just plain give up, or a person would be spurred to excel. And she was obviously a person who was spurred to excel.
When Judge Sotomayor was appointed, so many people said she grew up within the shadow of Yankee Stadium.
That would cast a long shadow. And I would say after the sun went down.
That was sort of a shadow.
Right, that would be sort of a shadow.
Well, how far are we from Yankee Stadium?
Well, we are quite a distance from Yankee Stadium. My guess is that we're somewhere in the neighborhood about 4 to 6 miles away from Yankee Stadium. Moreover, it was said that she grew up in the South Bronx. This is not the South Bronx. This is the eastern part of the Bronx.
Now, you know what that suggests to me?
Yeah.
That the national press, when they hear Bronx, they only know the South Bronx and Yankee Stadium.
That's correct, and maybe a little bit more than that. But the Bronx is very large. The Bronx is as large as the city of Paris. And indeed, living within the Bronx are today people from every single continent in the Bronx. And if you count the penguins in the Bronx Zoo, that includes Antarctica.
Well, we actually are in the shadow of Yankee Stadium now, on the steps of the Bronx County Courthouse, to interview the Bronx Borough President, Ruben Diaz Jr. He grew up right across the street from the housing project where Sonia Sotomayor grew up. First, Mr. President, tell us about the orgullo, the pride that the Bronx is feeling now.
When we heard of her announcement, we felt like we had a football team here in the Borough of the Bronx and we won the Super Bowl. There was a pep to every child's step in this borough, and parents were really feeling proud, and if she can do it, anyone can do it. So there's been this real sense of pride, and this comes from also someone who's always wore the fact that she's from the Bronx, that she's New Yorkerican, as she puts it, with a badge of honor. So that makes it even doubly sweet, if I can say. There are many people who've made it big here in this borough. They go on to do big things, and then they shy away from where they come from. She's never done that.
So what can you tell us about those blocks where you grew up, where you both grew up?
Sonia Sotomayor grew up when it was a little bit better, I would say. I grew up in the late 80s, early 90s. We grew up where there was a crack epidemic. I grew up there. But nonetheless, it was always been an area where folks were financially challenged, where people grew up in poverty.
Recognizing that you don't speak for the judge. What do you hope of the Bronx she brings to the bench if she's confirmed?
We love her. We love Obama's pick. But we don't do so because she's Puerto Rican or because she's a woman or because she comes from the Bronx. What we're most excited about is that of the list of people that he was vetting, she's the best for the job. Before anything else, we want somebody on the bench who's going to interpret the law, who's going to be fair and firm. But for me, obviously, as the borough president, she serves as an ambassador to us, where everyone in the nation already started looking at our borough, where they start to see that there are different images than they saw in the 77 World Series panoramic view, where Howard Cosell was saying the Bronx is burning, or movies like Fort Apache, the Bronx. You know, the media is coming here, and they see that the borough has really flourished since then. So she's our ambassador. She's bigger to us now than the Yankees. She'll be bigger to us. She's bigger to the borough of the Bronx in terms of representation than Jennifer Lopez. And in terms
now,
of
now, you're getting carried away, Mr.
No, I'm
President.
Not. Forget Jennifer Lopez. I always say this: we have a new J-Lo, and that's Sonia Sotomayor. She's the justice of law and order.
The justice from the block?
The justice from the block. You see that? And so she truly is someone now who's really put us on the map where we talk about substance here. From the children of the borough of the Bronx and throughout the city of New York, I hope that she serves as a contemporary civic lesson.
Things looking up for the Bronx?
Absolutely. If you look at this borough, we've come a long way. We have a large amount of reduction in crime. We have a lot of job creation is here. We have a lot of, we're inviting more folks in terms of tourism. When it's all said and done, my job is going to be to make sure that people outside of our borders know exactly the treasures that we have here. And Sonia Sotomayor is going to help me do that. Because now you guys are paying attention to the Bronx.
We've always had a soft spot for the Bronx, okay? But,
well,
but you're
there,
right.
there are others. People are paying more attention, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Ruben Diaz, Jr., Bronx Borough President. You can follow the Sotomayor confirmation hearings next week on Morning Edition and All Things Considered and online at npr.org. Hey, listen up. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.